I always think the history of the cinema divides into two essential eras, before Stanley Kubrick and after Stanley Kubrick, especially in relation to the use of music in films. Before Stanley Kubrick, music tended to be used in films as either decorative or as heightening emotions. After Stanley Kubrick, because of his use of classical music in particular, it became absolutely an essential part of the narrative, intellectual drive of the film.
In a way, Kubrick's playing around, in the sense of the music, with what he'd done previously, having taken like a real classy, classical music score for his previous film. Now he's saying, okay, well, we're going to have Beethoven, but we're also going to have the William Tell overture played five times too fast.
A lot of the music cues are combinations of some of Ligeti's music, some of Penderecki's music. And lots of background patterns and textures with heartbeats and sizzling electronic little weird sounds. And those were all mixed together. That's how Stanley finally did what he was looking for.
In a way, perhaps the most extraordinary example of how a piece of music is used to drive home something about character and story and atmosphere of a film is in Eyes Wide Shut.
Please, come forward.
Beethoven, just drop music!
Are you referring to the background score?
Yes!
You've heard Beethoven before?
Yes!
So you're keen on music?
Yes!
I kind of see everything with music, especially the juxtaposition of the type of music you're listening to the images that you see out the window, and that sort of thing. And I said, that's the way music should be in a movie.
And he'll carry those pieces of music around for years and then suddenly find exactly the right place for that piece.
There's a long tradition, and there's great precedent for Michael Mann using quite obscure avant-garde music in a lot of his movies and TV shows. I mean, the music is almost as much of a character as some of the actors.
Billy! Billy!
They weren't conventional choices, musically speaking, but they ended up reinforcing the narrative in such a strong way.
Terry kept talking about rivers. You know, the music needs to be like a river. It needs to take you somewhere. And I actually thought that was a really great description of what music should do in a movie. It was so complicated, especially once we set upon this whole course of getting rid of more and more dialogue. And the thing, you know, I kept feeling the weight of the lack of words on my shoulders, you know, trying to keep the river running. After a while, it just became this sort of minefield of my own neurosis, I suppose.